This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Secretary of Defense over criticism of the fraud that is the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter and that failure. This is big. We're going to hit that next segment. Then the Eric Bolling interview is coming up. And then, always kicking major booty, the one, the only, Dr. Nick Begich coming up. But I want to go to this report from OAN from a few days ago I didn't get to because it really boils it down. With one of the reporters from Mexico, possible standoff brewing between the U.S. and Mexico at a border incident, and how all this ties together, and it goes to the last segment, showing the globalists are purposely collapsing our southern border. And I know you know that as an audience, but this is really going on. This is the globalist assault to bring down our economy, to bring down our system, to send the most uneducated, the most underpaid, the most unskilled, the most diseased here to bring down our nation. Then we'll come back and I'll blitz through these stories and then we will get to the Eric Bolling, extremely powerful and informative interview, all here at InfoWars. And again, I want to thank the audience. I want to praise the audience. And I also want to beg the audience. I am in your hands. Without you, we do not continue to operate. Here is the report.
Well, in the meantime, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is speaking out in the wake of a military incident at the U.S. border. One America's Christian Rose looks into the matter.
The immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is threatening to escalate into a full-scale standoff between the two countries. In a fiery exchange Wednesday, President Trump and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador expressed outrage over a border incident that reportedly took place on April the 13th. President Trump accused Mexican soldiers of pointing guns at U.S. National Guardsmen working to secure the border in Texas, a claim dismissed by López Obrador as a provocation.
We are going to analyze this incident. We will take into account what he is pointing out and will act in accordance with the law within the framework of our sovereignty.
However, the Mexican president did not deny the incident took place. He said Mexico will take every effort to protect its sovereignty amidst the ongoing dispute over migrant caravans from Central America. The U.S. wants to keep the migrants in Mexico, while Mexico has sought to quickly transfer them to the U.S. or, more recently, deport members of caravans to their countries of origin. In this light, Mexico isn't quite as excited over tighter security at the U.S. border either, as this would keep thousands of raging migrants in Mexico.
Mexico can stop them if they want. We're going to tariff the cars, and I will do it, just like you know I will do it. I don't play games. I'll do it. So we're doing it to stop people.
Despite this latest sign of fraying ties, there is too much at stake for Mexico to risk a full-scale confrontation with the U.S. The USMCA trade accord appears to have been the main reason Mexico has ramped up its crackdown on migrant caravans over the past few weeks. Mexican authorities deported up to 500 migrants recently and closed several highways. But President Trump says this is not enough, as at least 20,000 more migrants are still coming, this time on trains. Still, López Obrador highlights the importance of maintaining good relations with the U.S.
We are not going to fight with the United States government. The most important thing is to say that we want a relationship of mutual respect, cooperation, and development.
However, his policies fall short from backing up that claim. The Mexican president has previously said his country will continue to help migrants get to the U.S. and voiced opposition to President Trump's plans to close the border.
I'm going to have to call up more military. But our military, don't forget, can't act like a military would act. Because if they got a little rough, Everybody would go crazy.
But President Trump says U.S. troops working at the border will now be armed, in a clear warning to Mexico against trying to disrupt their activity. In this light, Mexico finds itself under a rising pressure to tackle the issue of caravans. Once...
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let me jump into all this news. There's so much. My problem is not... A lot of people say, oh, there's not enough news. There's always... too much incredible news going on this planet to have any problem with not having enough news. It's the opposite here. I want to hit two big issues right now. I think it's the big Eric Bolling interview that is very, very touching, especially at the front of it. I think it's very, very serious. This guy's good friends with Trump, has dinner with him all the time, you know, hangs out at the White House with him. They're good friends for a long time before he was president. And he's got a lot of the inside baseball, just leaving it at that. And I was able to ask him, I said, so I've talked to this reporter and this person and that person just for at the Oval Office and private meetings with the president, and they said it's not a secret. They can talk about it, but they've chosen not to because the heat they'll get. But he intends to indict the deep state and go to war. And he said, no, that's it. He intends to do it. So... there's a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen, a lot going on. But let me just point this out. Everybody from Kit Daniels to Paul Joseph Watson to Adan Salazar to Kellen McBreen to Jamie White to Ben. Sometimes I don't want to plug our writers because they get attacked when I talk about them on air. But they write all these incredible stories. You know, Dan Lyman over running EuropeWars.com. They write all these incredible stories, so many of which I don't even have time to get to, even though they're huge, they're breaking, they're the most important. That's why it's critical for this work to be seen that you go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's why without you getting the information out, the establishment wins. So I don't just say that every segment to say that. We've changed the world, this audience, this crew, these hosts. We did it. We're the patriots of the globalist wars. We're the MVPs. We're the team that keeps winning. But let me tell you, we're under massive attack. Just 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I tell the crew, we're very lucky they ignore us and don't know how big we are or have chosen to ignore us. Because if either they're super stupid or they're just trying to ignore us, we're moving the ball down the field. We're changing the discussion. We're putting out the whole new roadmap to bring America back and the world back. They finally figured it out, and now the establishment says that. So it's not brag. It's fact. We're the epicenter. We're the center of the earthquake. We're the middle of the storm. And that means you, the audience. And I get chills when I say that because you are the bloodstream, the brains, the eyes, the guts, the skin, the will, the soul, the bones. You are the InfoWar. And so when we're under attack, you're under attack. It's you they fear. We were just able, as Max Kaiser said, to broker, to create a focal point of the kindling that was already there. And we got the sparks going when others couldn't. You and I together. You could be old. You could be young. You could be black, Hispanic, Asian, white. You could live in Russia. You could live in Mexico. You could live in Brazil. You could live in South Africa. You could live in Nigeria. You could live in England. You could live in Japan. You could live in India. You could live anywhere. If you want freedom and you don't like liars and you don't want AI taking over, InfoWars is the place for you. So let's get into it right now. Let's do it right now. It's Friday edition, and I'll be back with a special report this Saturday and another report this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. that we always do live. Maybe on Christmas if it falls on the Sunday. Let me hit this first. I could spend 10 hours on this, but I'm going to give it to you quick and dirty. I've been following for 15 years or more the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter that cost billions of dollars apiece when they were first developed, then $500 million apiece, but the parts, the Japanese have their 12 grounded. Everybody that buys them, the things aren't in the air. They're pieces of crap. Yeah, they're really great planes when they're working, but they can't make them work. It's taken over a decade to get them in the air. And so the new Secretary of Defense, the acting Secretary of Defense, has been going around saying the jet, when it works, is a great jet, but it costs 10 times the other better fighters. Boeing makes the F-18 and F-15. He said, we need new generations of fighters. Boeing isn't even really developing one. He said, we need to do something. So they come out and act like he is fighting the other big defense contracting company. Well, I've been following this forever. He's not. So they did this big investigation and found that none of what he supposedly said to generals and to admirals and to the Air Force people was true. In fact, they all agree, they said, that the plane, when it's operating, is really amazing, but it's like the space shuttle. You got to have a NASA-level crew to make one of the damn things work. Yeah, it's a super next-level plane, but it's just not. Maybe you could shoot down two F-18 Hornets, but you could buy 15 F-18 Hornets, train them, equip them. 15 F-18 Hornets will shoot six or seven of these down. And the Chinese are going to throw a bunch of stolen tech they got that's older generation against us, and we'll get our ass kicked. So, you read the articles, though it reminded me, the Democrats, this is NBC News, said anonymous report, just an anonymous phone call, like, Brett Kavanaugh raped me, a sex woman called. We don't know who she is, but they say that, you know, you raped her. Going back to February 7th, an attorney from the Senate Armed Services Committee forwarded an anonymous allegation that Shanahan, the acting Secretary of Defense, tried to force the Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Robert Neller, to buy Boeing F-A-18s and threatened to cut other Air Force programs unless the Air Force Chief of Staff, General David Goldfin, supported buying F-15s. They went and interviewed him, totally made up. But the point is, you read this, Senator Warren got involved just to get Trump, just because this guy's pro-Trump. They just make all this crap up. We need to scrap the F-18. I know foreign governments are buying them. I understand all that. We need real weapons that work, okay? We don't need crap. And most of them are grounded. It costs tens of millions of dollars to get them in the air. It's not good. The program is old. It's built on what they thought was cutting edge technology 15 years ago. They keep trying to cobble new things onto it. They need to start over. They need to throw it in the trash can. That's what needs to happen. Suddenly the Democrats, if you even try to get good parts for something and say, at least the aircraft should be in the air, you're a traitor. Now moving on. President Trump famously tweeted over and over again that autism is exploding. He knows people whose kids have gotten brain damage after taking vaccines, that you should read the inserts, that they give too many too early. But under all the measles hysteria from California to New York, some colleges declaring quarantine for people that have measles when you just usually just get a fever and a few spots on you, very rarely causes death, walking across the street's more dangerous. He came out in a tweet and said, everyone needs to take the measles shot. Trump, you know Barron got brain damage but came back from it from getting the MMR shot at 18 months. You know all of this. They admit in New York and California it's illegal aliens that are spreading the measles. It's running water. It's hygiene that stopped all these things, not the vaccines. A lot of people that have had the measles shot are getting it. My dad, before he retired as a doctor, said everybody he knew that had shingles had just taken the shot a month before or a week before, Mr. President. Trump says people have to be vaccinated amid measles outbreak. So he's going along with forced inoculation, it sounds like, very dangerous. Earlier he said, I'm not saying to not give vaccines. I'm just saying give them small doses over a long period of time, not one massive dose to a child. That is the bare minimum. And that's what Trump said years ago. And he also said again, autism is way up. It is a serious problem, as we mentioned. Now he's starting to reverse himself. That's not a good sign. But regardless, we'll cover it more today on the War Room, 3 o'clock Central. Got a lot of special guests coming up. Please don't forget, we have to end this week's special this Monday or so, because it's a free bottle of the Great Sleep Aid, all-natural herbs combined knockout. That's a free bottle of that, a 25% off bottle of our great Focus Nootropic Energy Pill that's beyond anything out there for the price. Leading competitors are just as good. They cost $70-$80. This is as good as you're going to get. It's $29.95 with a free bottle of knockout. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. No reviews yet on that combo, but there's thousands of five-star reviews on each of the products together. A lot of other specials, too. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're here with Eric Bolling, and of course, he was very successful on Fox News, very successful on Wall Street before that, and successful in baseball, too, right?
Yes, sir.
A lot of stuff, so quite the life. And you got targeted last year in another demonization campaign, just like Hannity, just like so many others have been either been removed from air or been smeared. But I think more and more the steam is starting to run out of that because people have seen all the hoaxes, all the frauds like Russiagate and Jesse Smollett and the Covington kids. I really feel like the country's starting to turn around right now. What's your view of going through the gauntlet and then now coming back so successful with Sinclair and so successful with the stuff you're doing with Blaze TV?
So here's what happened. So, yeah, there was a big smear campaign. It happened. I lost my son simultaneous with that campaign. I spent a year trying to recover. I started to come back. Sinclair was good enough to bring me on. Blaze was good enough to bring me on. I started a new show on Sinclair that was going national. It's across the country, 200 stations. The first week of that show, I was at the Trump Hotel having a cocktail with six friends. Two of them were from Cal Berkeley, the kid who got punched for wearing a MAGA hat. As I'm re-entering the media world on a substantial level, a guy walks through the hotel lobby on a cell phone and says to me, turns around to my table and says, Eric Bolling's son killed himself because he was embarrassed about his father. Now, my son didn't kill himself. He died accidentally with an overdose. But what that was the left trying to get me to do something. I followed the guy outside. I had the wherewithal to start videotaping myself. All I wanted to do was punch that guy in the face, and that's what they wanted me to do. Turns out there was a second guy videotaping the whole incident, waiting for me to punch that guy, because he said some other nasty things on the way. I didn't punch him in the face, luckily, because I wouldn't be back on TV now had I done that. But, Alex, you're right. There's a campaign on the left to try and take down higher profile conservative voices.
Eric, since you've experienced that, you've experienced what I've experienced. Obviously, not the level you went through with your son. I have four children. That's just an obvious nightmare that I can't even imagine. But the way they set you up, they've done this to me over and over and over again. Here in D.C., but also in Austin, I'll be in a restaurant, and somebody will walk over and knock my glass over or say, you're going to die, I'm going to get you. It just happened like a month ago in Austin at Lucy's Fried Chicken. He did it the second time. I called the manager. I said, please go out. They're outside of the table. They're going to probably confront me again. I go outside. They're going, you're going to die, F you, chanting, you know, die. I have to walk by the guy and this whole group of like seven people. And then I start screaming at them, going, F you. They edit the tape, put it on Reddit. It gets like 10 million views. It becomes a national story. The Statesman, though, which is liberal, sent a reporter. They talked to the managers, and they said, no, Mr. Jones wasn't thrown out. He was leaving. They were thrown out, and they did harass him, and they set him up. But those were just normal Democrats now. With their phones, their constituents are so corrupt. I mean, I know at Trump Hotel, those are probably reporters trying to set you up. They're swarming in there. But this is just regular folks know now.
Alex, I think it's worse than reporters. I think this was a left-wing group that wanted me out of the 2020 campaign. They didn't want me commenting on the president, and they know I'm from.
It was a hit. It was a hit.
Oh, it had to be, because the guy said the most atrocious thing you could say. If he had said I was, you know, hideous, a murderer, a rapist, whatever, I would have let him go, walk by. But he said the one thing that would elicit a response from me, claiming my son killed him. He didn't. He's my best friend. My son was my best friend. It was so hurtful. I got up and I was infuriated. All I wanted to do was hit the guy. And he kept looking back at me and he kept smiling. I have it on tape. The smartest thing I ever did was start rolling on that incident. Had I not rolled on it, they could have said I did anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying is...
There was a second cameraman behind, which no one even knew about until later. So I rolled on it, and I saw... And the smiles and the smirks on their face, they were begging for me to hit them. I didn't. Thank God I didn't, because I wouldn't be here right now. I would be back in South Carolina going, you know, I came close to the recovery. And that's my point,
that was a professional hit, guys, on you. Exactly. But average Democrats now are trying to set conservatives up, and it happens all the time. And I'm wondering, as a party or as a group, why they're using basically intelligence agency dirty trick tactics. Were they always this bad, or what have they turned into?
I don't know. I think we've hit a new low. I think we've hit a new low in the debate in America. They're willing to go after, you know, kids have been always off limits. You can go after someone, you can go after their policy, you can go after their looks, what they wear, but you always left the children of the people or the entities or the media or the politicians alone. They've stooped, at least in my book, they've made new atrocious notes. We're here at the U.S. Capitol on the steps of freedom, democracy, liberty, right there. Alex, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you're in town for a couple of reasons, but we have some really interesting tape that we're going to roll in and talk about in a minute. What are you here for?
I'm here to try to bring attention to the fact that big tech has been caught lying. All the major companies, all four of them, to Congress, to the president.
Who are the four companies? Let's just that.
We've got Google, we've got Apple, we've got Facebook, and we've got Twitter. And then, of course, they've got their sub-companies like YouTube of Google.
All right. So you happened to be at the White House yesterday with a bullhorn yelling into the White House. What were you asking for?
Well, I was there as a fan of the president, as a big supporter, and he's obviously talked a lot about the censorship that's going on, and the fact that CEOs have been caught on internal videos at Google saying, well, since Hillary lost, we won't let Democrats lose next time. We're going to shut down these conservatives. So we have them, and we have the internal documents. And so every time he has these meetings with them, they just lie to his face. So I was there bullhorning those facts at the president, bringing up the fact that he needs to bust them up with antitrust. He needs to go after them for basically meddling in elections. They claim the Russians meddled, with no real proof of that. But instead, we have big tech totally on the side of the Democrats and leftists. And I didn't even know that there was basically a secret, unscheduled meeting that wasn't announced until after it had happened with the CEO, Jack Dorsey, of Twitter. And literally, synchronicity, serendipity, whatever you call it, planets align, that I was outside for 45 minutes bullhorning while the meeting was going on. And I'm pretty loud on the bullhorn. Reportedly, folks could hear some of it inside.
So here, we're going to roll in a little tape of you on the bullhorn. Watch now.
We have the evidence of their collusion. We have the head of Google saying we're doing this to stop Trump winning again. And then they lie to Congress, President Trump. They lie to Congress, President Trump. And they say they've never censored anybody. They've never censored a conservative. They've never fixed the search result. Big Tech is lying!
And also, take a look at this. The president tweeted this picture, as you point out, with Jack Dorsey staring directly at the president in the Oval Office. He put that picture up as you were outside bullhorning, demanding what again?
Demanding that we have a real presidential, executive, but also congressional investigation of all the incredible proof of Twitter employees censoring conservatives, of Facebook censoring conservatives, of Google executives admitting on video, and all these internal manuals that have come out that name people by name, major conservative talk show hosts saying we want them shut down. There's also statements by Twitter employees and others who are high-level managers where they're being talked to by Project Veritas, and they say, well, who do you censor? Well, American flags and veterans and stuff like that. You know, these stupid rednecks, they're, you know, pro-America and stuff. These are quotes. And pro-Trump. They think they're talking to people, but once we shadow ban them, they wonder why nobody's talking, and they just get depressed and go away. So shadow banning is where you think you're talking to people on Twitter, you think you're talking to people on Facebook, but they have either dialed you back or they completely shut you down where nobody can see what you're saying.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Certainly for some, Alex Jones can be scary and abrasive.
Human spirit. No!
But if you can get through all that to explore what he has been saying, to see for yourself what it is that the establishment wants to hide from you, then the information you find could be life-changing. he predicted 9/11.
And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need. This Orwellian phony system.
He exposed the cremation of care ceremony in Bohemian Grove.
Ceremony.
He educated us about the relationship between the Third Reich and modern globalism.
Prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks.
He helped reveal the so-called Bilderberg Group et al.
And most of you are a bunch of stinking parasites!
He was the loudest voice reporting on the union between the communist Chinese and Silicon Valley. They falsely edit him. They lie about his reporting of Sandy Hook. They lie that he pushed a child down in a viral video. And now he is being deplatformed by Facebook, Apple, and Google. Private companies are being harassed and encouraged to stop doing business with him.
And then we get hit and say, you no longer use our software.
YouTubers are being censored for talking about him.
We just got taken down by YouTube. They just killed our stream.
Really?
Yep.
And some Americans are actually celebrating this. This is America in 2018. Will you sit by and allow liberty and freedom to be taken away right before your eyes? Will you do nothing while history is being recorded? Will you sit and do nothing? Or will you do your own research, discover the truth, and stand for freedom?
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Explain this to me, and we're going to pull my Twitter and Facebook. I started Twitter and Facebook around the same time. I was in the media at the time, just starting out in the media. So over the course of the first few years, I ran neck and neck. Twitter and Facebook follows were tracking evenly. I got to about 500,000 of each maybe 3 years ago, 2.5, 3 years ago. At that point, for some reason, Twitter kept going. I'm now at 1.1 million on Twitter, but my Facebook plateaued at 550,000 and hasn't gone up in years.
That's a shadow banning.
Explain how that works.
3 years ago, we were in the heat of the 2016 election. They started to get scared that Hillary might lose from internal polls that the big tech was actually providing to her that came out. And so they started governing back, not completely shadow banning, but dialing people back about 90%. And later algorithms were released that all the big tech companies were working together and dialing people back even the month before the election, 90%. Then when Hillary lost, they panicked and completely shadow banned a lot of people on Facebook. Twitter was a little more open for a while, and that's why you were able to keep growing. But now from all the evidence we've seen, they've started to act just like Facebook and just like Google. But the main leader of this is Google when it comes to massive control, because they have 93% of global searches. They're really able to manipulate and control.
How do they do that?
There's thousands of ways, but just remember last year, they listed in the 2018 election all Republicans in the state of California as Nazis. It said Republican Party, political affiliation, Nazi Party. Google officially put that up. Here's another way they censor. They don't recognize any Christian holidays. They've taken Easter down, but they have that little doodle at the top of Google that'll promote any leftist organization or group. But then there's more serious ways. It's the search results. Used to, under their algorithm, whatever was most popular was pushed to the top. That's why we were popular. Now they handpick on key political things what they want to force feed. It even came out in 2016 that anything negative about Hillary was being buried. And so they started off protecting her. Now they're doing it to thousands and thousands of different topics and different names.
I'll give you an example. I interviewed the president 2 weeks ago. My Facebook follows have gone down since gone negative. by several hundred since I interviewed the president. Meanwhile, Twitter keeps growing. How in the world could that possibly be happening? For years, it had gone consistently up, and I start interviewing or putting up content that's friendly to the president, and it goes down.
You're being targeted 1,000%. Every time you're a threat to the Democratic Party and the swamp, every time you have a big hit interview, this happens to everybody, that's when you get shadow banned or outright banned. If you keep getting so successful, they're going to just completely ban you.
So Facebook is actually taking my account saying he's too close to the president, he's putting up content we disagree with. I mean, this is anti-free speech.
So. Well, Eric, I'm not just saying this. Everyone knows you got targeted with all that disinformation last year because you are friends with the president and you were already super popular and rising to the top. They don't want another Sean Hannity. They don't want another person at that level. So they're basically suppressing you, but you're fighting back, so they're suppressing you even more.
What are you doing now? You've been banned on Twitter. Is that still in effect?
Yes, I've a lifetime ban in their words. I mean, murderers get out in 20 years. Lifetime ban. Google has restricted me. Total ban on Apple. We had over 40 million subscribers on Apple. That was our biggest thing with my three podcasts. Those were all banned. It took me like 15 years to build that up. And that was all just blown away in one day. Tim Cook actually led the banning in August of last year, about 9 months ago. He led the phone call with the other big tech heads on a Sunday night. And then at 3 a.m. on that Monday morning, I was banned on six major platforms. More than 80 more platforms followed, including software companies.
What are they saying, Alex? Why are they banning you?
They made up all this incredible garbage. First, they said that I said no one died at the Florida shootings that year in February. Never said that. Offered $1 million reward. I never said that. Never said that they were crisis actors there in Florida at the tragic shootings.
Parkland?
You mean Parkland? Parkland. Okay. But even if I was a crazy person and said the moon was made out of cheese and nobody died there, which I didn't say, it should be my right to. But instead they said, oh, my God, he said all these bad things about these kids, mixing Sandy Hook in with it, which was also twisted. And so, again, that's how they got me off there. They also said that I, quote, endangered a child. And they showed a clip that was all of the news of that 10-year-old kid hitting that guy, and he pushes the kid down. Forbes and others, you pull it up, had to do a retraction. They said that that was me pushing a kid down. So they found a video on YouTube from a year before of some guy pushing a kid down that hit him, that had been all over the news. They said that was me, and that was the final strike that they made the excuse.
And that wasn't you.
Wasn't even me.
Right. Financially, they hurt you badly. Can you sue them for that? I mean, is it a free speech argument? By the way, Alex, let's be honest. I disagree with you on a lot of things.
Sure.
Some of the things that you've said in the past, 9/11, the inside job, the Sandy Hook stuff, wherever you are on it, I've disagreed with you. But I feel you have a right to say whatever you want, whenever you want, no matter how much I agree with you or disagree with you.
Well, that's a great point. One thing they do, though, they've done this to you and others, is they take something, they twist it, and then they make that your identity. So on so many of those issues, they distorted what I said about 9/11, they distorted what I said about Sandy Hook, and then they said that I said that lie about Parkland and banned me.
When you say they, who's they?
All the major corporate establishment media. All of those systems band together with the same talking points, and then they gang up on one personality, destroy them, and then move on to the next person. And yes, where Congress and the president and the courts and citizens can take action is the tortious interference. It's the big tech monopolies coordinating to form oligopolies. Even the EU courts have ruled that, to then go in and control the market and target people they don't like. So it's the real collusion by big tech to bring in this Democratic Party dictatorship, basically, with the deep state, and overthrow the president and overthrow the election. So that's what this is big tech allied with the communist Chinese and others. I mean, Google and Apple have moved to China, and Apple officially is on record saying they will accept a dictatorship anywhere in the world. Tim Cook gave a speech in Beijing 3 years ago where he said, I will accept censorship and I will accept dictatorship. Anybody can pull this up. It is incredible. And now they're helping Apple and Google.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
They're helping Apple and Google build all these surveillance grids in communist China and help suppress their people.
I'm just sitting here brainstorming as we talk. You know, Apple, Google, Facebook, and Twitter couldn't get together. They couldn't merge as a business entity. It would be antitrust. They'd be too big. Why in the world would they be able to get gang up and merge against a business or a private citizen like you?
Or the Republican Party? See, that's bingo right there. Bingo. Or the Republican Party, or a president, or any other corporation they want to shut down. That's it. It's a cartel, monopoly, oligopoly. An oligopoly is a group of monopolies joining forces to take over the entire system. So it's not just a monopoly over the phones or a monopoly over the water in your town or a monopoly over the cable or a monopoly over the grocery store. Those are all bad. When they join forces, they're called cartels or oligopolies. And so we have criminal mega cartels, the biggest the world's ever seen, completely censoring and dialing back and governing in the classic sense what people can say, and that's how they can be stopped.
And the other thing is, Alex, and look, I'm sure something is going on in my Facebook. I'm positive. It just, I'm a statistical animal. I love statistics. I eat them. I drink them. I sleep. I wake up in the middle of the night calling my producers about statistics. There's no physical, well, there's no logical way this could be happening with my Twitter versus my Facebook. They must be doing something. But here's what we tend to do. If they remove the governor, if they remove the thumb on the scale, then we're happy and we move on and we don't call them out on it. You're doing something different.
Well, that's exactly what happened. In the last decade, we went from 90% of the web being little websites and we surfed the web to 90-plus percent of traffic being on only four platforms. Mm. And now, instead of us directing the web for what we want, they're making the web direct us and controlling us. And we can't just sit there and be happy. These monopolies are dangerous. Even if they weren't abusing their authority, it's un-American and it's dangerous. But, of course, they always abuse their monopolies. And now they're going from monopoly to cartel oligopoly, which is the final stage.
So we watch them when they do it in the business world. We watch if they get too big, then, you know, AT&T gets broken up. Maybe they're at that size, critical mass for the business side. Now they want to get into news, though. Now if they want to be a cartel and they want to be the purveyors of news in America, that's where it gets anti-First Amendment free speech, because they might control too much of the media.
It's incredibly dangerous, and you've hit the nail directly on the head, and this is the debate we have to start. Sure, corporations can hire and fire whoever they want. Corporations can have their corporate culture, as long as it doesn't violate people's civil rights. But when they all band together, as Silicon Valley admits they do, right after I got banned, and they were trying to get the final group to ban me, Twitter, Jack Dorsey had a meeting with all the tech heads at the Twitter headquarters in San Francisco, and it came out in BuzzFeed that they were deciding how to control conservatives and how to manipulate the 2018 election. So they're so arrogant, they lie to Congress and say, we've never censored, we've never gained results, we've never done anything. That's the head of Google, Sundar Pichai, and all the rest of them. And then they're writing in their own leftist publications that they're going to censor people. What, 2 years ago, Jack Dorsey said, I don't see how we can be objective in big tech. We're in a war. He tweeted an article about how we're in a war against conservatives and have to shut them down.
Well, he's clearly on a conservative outreach tour right now. He sat with the president. I've been asked, would we sit down and talk to Jack? Of course we would. He is trying to reach out, maybe to clean up some of the mess that was of the last year you're talking about.
Because they got caught. And because so many of their own employees' memos have come out. Yeah. This is a open and shut case. They're all doing it. Again, Google is the ringleader. Apple has literally given the code keys to China, so that the Chinese government has all the Apple codes to everybody's phones. This is a national security crisis. People have heard of that big telecom putting...
Wait. Time out. Let's take a step back. I know you have a thick skin. Google has given the... Apple has given the codes to get into my phone to what? Listen in, to take pictures.
You've heard about how Trump says that Chinese company, the second largest 5G,
yes. Mm-hmm.
is a national security threat?
Yeah,
it's state run. It can break into everything.
Mm-hmm.
It can track everything you're doing. They admit it's state run. Okay, it's the same for you to become a tax exempt company. And Apple made the decision early in 2018. You can pull it up in Reuters. Apple moved officially to China as their new base of operations. No longer Seattle, their main headquarters. Just like Google was in Ireland. To get around taxes, they've moved to China because China said if you become partnered with the state run, you will get 0% tax. So when Trump lowered corporate income tax from 40 to 20 to compete with China's 15%, China then went to zero if you do a partnership. And it's in Reuters, AP.
Well, they require you if you want to do business in China.
They require you.
You have to partnership with the Chinese government.
And so that's why Trump's pissed. And so it was in Reuters. I couldn't even believe this. But then it was, and Apple defended it. They said, yes, this is just how you do business here. So the Chinese government was given access to all of the code keys for all Apple devices, for the cloud, for your phones, not just here, but all around the world.
Are you making that part up?
No, I swear to God.
You're going to tell me the Chinese have my code key to this phone?
Yes.
Listen, Chinese, do not hack me, or else. Look at Alex Tanya.
Hey, I will pull the Reuters article up for you.
I believe you.
I will show you. But I mean, you heard about the big 5G. So that's
well,
why
5G, by the way, we're on 5G right here in D.C. That's the rollout. Rollout is starting in D.C. and it's going to eventually take, you know, be in many, many markets. I think 200 markets.
And that's American 5G.
5G right here.
That's why they declared national security crisis over this Chinese state-run company that's the second largest in the world, because they're rolling it out at below cost, again, with a monopoly, to have a monopoly over the control of our 5G. So that's why Trump's saying no, because it is a monopoly practice of a government to militarily capture control of our communications grid and be able to break into everything through the 5G overlay.
All right. Now I've blown through way over my brain power right now. A couple of this news stories. Mueller report. Give us the Alex Jones's 2 cents on what happened with Mueller, where we go from here.
Mueller, the Democrats, the deep state, McCabe, Comey, all of them got directed by Obama and Hillary. It came out in the FISA court warrants. 2 years ago, the FISA court put out a report saying
hey,
it's fraudulent.
Hey, put her on camera. Yeah,
come on over here.
Yeah, come on. Come on, talk to us.
No, talk to us on air.
I know you have something to say. Let's go.
Man, really, we're friendly. You say
come
we're
on.
Liars?
Come on.
Okay, but we're going to say what the Mueller report is. Obama and Hillary knew that Trump was really leading in polls, but they were manipulating him. So they started spying on his campaign in early 2016. Some evidence shows even before that. They start spying on the campaign illegally. They open up an international investigation using fraudulent information they brought to the court. The inspector general of the FISA court went public almost 2 years ago in a report that no one covered and said, we were given false information. There needs to be an investigation of this. So that's 2 years ago. And so Mueller couldn't find anything. He couldn't find any Americans who would take money from their sting operations. I'm proud of our country. And so at that point, Mueller didn't have any choice, and neither did Barr, because Obama and Hillary and all them had overreached so far and committed so many crimes that now they're the ones that are in trouble. And so they're lucky that this report kind of came out and whitewashed things for them, because if Trump does go after them with all the evidence he has, it'll be the end of the Democratic Party. They committed massive crimes. And so the Mueller report, if anything, is a whitewash of the Democrats' attempt to overthrow an elected president and to overthrow the election of the American people.
I'm still trying to figure out how they got the FISA warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. It was based on a flawed document.
Well,
and someone has to be held responsible. Here's why. Because it doesn't. Maybe you love Trump, maybe you hate Trump, but maybe Trump would do it too. If you're allowed to go to a FISA court with fake evidence and use it to spy on competition or someone you don't like,
it's called fraud.
It is fraud, but it's worse than fraud.
It's espionage.
It's almost treasonous. But who did it? Is it the FISA court that, because they allowed it, or the people who brought the bad evidence to the FISA court?
Remember just 2 weeks ago when Trump said there needs to be criminal action taken against these groups. This was a coup. This was an attempted takedown. Clapper and Brennan both went on CNN.
Yes, they did.
The next day and said, we were ordered by President Obama to do it. And they laid out dates going back to early 2016. And they were saying, hey, presidential authority, they're scared. So they ran up the white flag and said, hey, we were ordered to do this. Don't indict us. There's your proof right there. Obama gave the orders. It came from the president.
And at one point, before the report was released, Brennan was on CNN saying there was evidence of collusion with the Russians. But there never was any evidence. They never found. How can an intel guy inside, still has access, say there's evidence and there's never been a drop?
Here's how you know the rats are leaving the sinking ship. Bob Woodward wrote a book, what called Fear, all about how Trump's this Russian agent. Now he's doing a tour on CNN, MSNBC, saying, actually, criminal groups in the CIA and FBI tried to overthrow the president. They need to be criminally charged. There needs to be a criminal investigation. So he suddenly has run up the white flag as well, because they got caught with their hands in the cookie jar.
All right. Before we go, because you seem to have the inside track on a lot of things, including the Chinese having can unlock my iPhone. What's going to happen next on Game of Thrones?
You know, I really don't have a lot of time to follow Game of Thrones, but my whole family watches it, and it's all they talk about.
Alex, thick skin Alex Jones, everybody.
And for folks that want to find me, because I'm not off the web, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, tomorrow's news today. Don't let them tell you what you can and can't see. Tune into this guy. Spread the word about his show, my show, and the free independent media that's bringing this country back. America's back.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
So.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.